An iconic image is becoming popular again because of what it says about Palestinian resistance to Israeli occupation. NPR's Hadil Alshalchi has more on who he is.
Drive around the city of Ramallah in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. You see the image everywhere. Hair like a hedgehog, bare feet, clothes that are rags, and his back is to the world. His name is Handala, the comic creation of Palestinian political cartoonist Najil Ali. Handala was brought to life as a 10-year-old refugee boy. That was the age Al-Ali and his family were forced to leave their home in 1948 when the State of Israel was formed. Handala's back is turned as a protest, meant to evoke the world's inability to recognize the Palestinian struggle.
The overpowering image is Handala silently watching things going on.
American cartoonist Joe Sacco wrote an introduction to one of Al-Ali's anthologies.
He's silent, but he's observing. He's watching, and it's clear, I think, to the reader that he's knowing. He knows what's going on.
There has now been renewed interest in Handala around the world. In Italy, shortly after the war in Gaza began, Iris Edizioni launched a project to have cartoonists send in their work in solidarity with Handala. The publishing house had one rule. The comic figures had to be drawn with their backs to the reader. They got 80 submissions and printed them on a poster with a call for a ceasefire. The art is very simple, says the publishing house's Anna Sali. In any part of the world, that poster can be seen and understood immediately, she adds. The boy's name comes from a plant that grows in the Middle East called handal. It has deep roots and grows back even if it's weeded out. Al-Ali drew thousands of iterations of Handala. One has him watching a paper boat floating away with the word democracy scrawled on it. Another with a Palestinian woman trapped behind barbed wire. Again, Joe Sacco.
The right of resistance is understood. And I think, when that's expressed through Handala, I think that's just the sign of the incredible frustration about diplomacy, peace talks, all that sort of thing that just generally leads nowhere.
Which is why, as you drive around the West Bank today, you can see on the walls of a refugee camp or the city center, Handala's instantly recognizable image. Hadil Alshalchi, NPR News, Ramallah.